Yo, what's good, y'all? Love, peace, and respect. It's your boy Ashy, aka Ashton Kush, out here just making some audio adventures for y'all, man. Celebrated me and my son's birthday this weekend. Had an opportunity to sit down with family that I haven't seen in a very long time due to everything that's going on. We were safe, they felt safe, and we all kind of just, you know, hung out, had that opportunity to do that. So with that being said, I took that opportunity to kind of see if I could document some things, you know, get some audio of what my family, my close friends, my family, you know, cousins, brothers, all of that, what they've been through, you know, the different things that they've been exposed to, just the different parts of the world. So without further ado, y'all, tune into this audio adventure with me. I had a blast recording it. And it's all love, man. I wish you guys were there. But I understand why you couldn't be. You know what I mean? It's exclusive. These events are really exclusive. I could do my best to get you in there. But it's not a promise, man. You know what I mean? It's all good vibes, though. Love, peace, and respect. Please tune in. Holla at your boy. And I know you enjoy this. One.
Nobody ever heard of that shit until I bought it there. And then
from
it
where?
Became,
so where did you
and
get?
CeeLo got, you know what? CeeLo got so fucking popular. We were playing CeeLo on the corner. Motherfuckers rolled up in the car with a shotgun and stuck up the fucking game.
Yeah, goddamn right.
He took all our fucking, took everybody's fucking money. And my boy Arnold, they made him drop his pants because he looked like he was going to make a move. They said, you drop your goddamn pants because you ain't making a move on us.
You know, CeeLo, for real, this is a vibe right there. Like with the Moxburg.
Yeah.
Get it up.
That's it,
real shit.
Damn. Yeah, so where did CeeLo, all right, so you brought it to Queens, but where did you get CeeLo from?
Where did you get it?
Where did you?
He brought
CeeLo to Queens. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
Really? Is that following
me? You said he invented CeeLo.
He said to put a pepperoni on pizza?
No. No, I bought it from Harlem.
He said he bought it from Harlem.
I bought it from the damn Taft Projects. In Harlem.
They took it out to Queens.
They ain't never heard of that
the
shit.
First person. That's history right there. They gave us
well,
pretty
then
heavy.
I could easily say the same thing in Virginia Beach because I started a wave of shit out there. People didn't know what the shit was.
What, CeeLo?
Yeah. Went to this party. I was like, yo, you know how to play CeeLo? No, I don't know. I was like, oh, we can play some dollar games with CeeLo. Let me show you how to play.
Don't let this nigga fool.
But him.
Don't
shoot. Yo, hold on, yo. So you. This, what you mean?
You got put this nigga
we on. Can see CeeLo?
You know, yeah, we can play some CeeLo tonight.
I don't want to play CeeLo.
I put everybody in the beat. You know what I mean? I
was the Texas Hold'em.
Yeah. When I retired and gave you my duty.
You know, because the interesting thing I find about comedians, man, they see the world funny.
Uh-huh. Oh, they could make a joke at a funeral.
Sometimes
I'd be thinking of jokes at the funeral. I'd be like, I could get this crowd crying like that. All you got to do is say one liner, like when somebody's up there talking about the person or something or anything, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or any, and when you go to the wake, I walked into the wake for Booby's father, right? I got in there a little late, right?
Oh, no.
I came in, right?
Oh, no.
Everybody was in the living room. I came in the door. I said, what the hell's going on? Somebody die?
Oh, no, you didn't.
You got that on.
Did they just look at you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Did they just look at you?
That's what you...
Oh, man. That was...
But they know me. You know what I mean? The only certain people can get away with certain shit.
Yes, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wouldn't
if you already got the persona of doing stuff like that, you could keep doing it. But a person that never does nothing like that, they wouldn't know how to take that shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. But you, and also, you know what, man, and it can't be, like I say, you gotta be funny, but at the same time, you can't.
Hurtful.
Yeah, you can't be hurtful. You gotta know there's a line.
There's a line. There's a line.
There's a line.
There is a line. There's a line.
You can't be hurtful.
And I cross it.
And the other thing is, when people talk about ethnic jokes and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like a black comedian.
I don't hardly do that.
Yeah, but a black comedian mm-hmm. can talk about black folks stuff.
Uh-huh. Why we got all these right here? Put one of these over
like
there.
Like a welfare mother or something?
No.
They could talk about Danny a welfare mother.
Danny wasn't saying nothing. He wasn't no bugs near him, right?
Yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, it's pushing that the fan.
Bring it all back around one time. Then what we gonna do?
Is that right?
So a black comedian could talk about black stuff. But if she was
a white guy do it, it's a problem, right?
And
white people don't know how to do it right.
And even if a white guy
they don't know how to do it right. There's a right thing and there's a wrong thing.
Yeah, yeah, there's an inflection. Yeah, man.
How can I open this?
Give me
it. It's a cold way.
I don't open more beers.
That sounds like it might be a
cabbage that was buried underground for 6 months?
No. This is a soup. It's a hot pot.
You're saying kimchi.
Yeah, you ever smelled that shit?
No.
I had to throw these people out my cab one night.
Oh.
After all the windows was open and everything, the husband and wife, they knew that shit.
You've been in Korea?
Hell no.
All the babes in Korea smell like kimchi. When you're fucking them, they sweat that shit out their pores. And it smells like.
No, you smell like a kimchi too?
It smells like old cabbage.
Damn.
But you know what?
You tasted it? Is it good?
No, it doesn't suck. Because the pussy's so good that it overcomes.
Yeah.
The goddamn kimchi.
Fact.
Country ain't had none in a while.
Yeah.
You get used to it. You're like, all right.
You know what I mean? It's a smell.
I'll deal with the kimchi.
No, hold on a minute. Suppose you get with a girl and it really stinks down there. Good, that's though. Not kimchi. That's some dirt and sweat and all kinds of shit.
Well, you know what?
You want to get over that too?
If you had them nights, don't front like you ain't had
me?
Them nights.
No.
This is
lying. Look at
this. This is what they say.
Yeah, but you know something? It'd be like a one-night stand.
I'm saying that's what it is.
That's what it is.
Sometimes it's just...
Thanks for your time about
it. Any means necessary. This is what it is. Like, I got things I got to do. Get up out of there. Nah.
Yeah. Yo, I got with this girl one time at Lunacy's, and I didn't know that she had braces. Like, I couldn't tell.
Braces on her face? On her teeth?
Yeah, she had braces.
So, but was she pretty? Did it matter?
In the light, she was alright. You know what I'm saying? And when the light was low and it's... Oh, man,
I would overlook
bad.
The braces.
She was sexy under a black
mask. Yeah, some could pull it off.
I would overlook the braces.
I'd
be like, oh, she's going to have some pretty teeth.
No,
I'm looking down the line
not,
if you wanted it as a keeper. You
I'm
know what I mean?
I'm not that she had braces. The only thing is, you know, we get back and she's like, she's taking me home. I took her back to her crib. She's like, oh, you want to come home for a little while?
For a cup of coffee.
When I go in, that's what I'm like. I'm looking, I'm real. I'm like, oh shit, she's got braces. So then she like drops to her knees.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Right.
It goes to
her. Scared?
Uh-huh. Bro, I was scared to fucking
death. Yeah, no, you're right though.
Yeah, correct.
I didn't know because I'm looking at the smell of the spat.
One little scratch.
Bro, listen. I had to close my eyes. I couldn't even look at it. I was just like looking up, like, oh my god.
I hope you know what you're doing.
Near my shit, bro. Yo, if you cut me, I swear to God. Yo, I was scared to death.
It would have been too late at that point.
I was scared. It was too late. That's why it was all in the head. My head. Listen, that's why I closed my eyes and stared at the sailor and spoke to myself for a little while.
Yeah, but that's crazy.
You could have never been a damn sailor.
Uh-huh.
Because,
over the water, man.
You know what I mean? We human.
Shit, man.
We human, man. We heterosexual men. I get it, huh?
Well, these ribs is looking real good.
Especially in the military. Ain't no telling what you seen over there, man.
You want to hit it? You want to hit it? It don't damn.
had to get what you could get when you
especially on a boat. It's Navy, right?
Yeah, I
ain't mad at me. On that boat, boy.
Now you get the longer tones?
Nah, man. I know you can't even do cruises no more like that, huh?
Nah, not no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What, you know that cruises? Nah. Right now? At my age?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, see? Hey, they stay away from the boat. They staying away. Any type of boat, I promise.
The cruise was the best vacation we ever went on.
Nah, man. It's different. It's different.
When I was young, when I was 20s and 30s, it was a whole different story.
Yeah.
But now when I think back, I'm like, God damn, did I really fuck that bitch? Did I really? Are you recording me? Don't record me. Don't record me.
A long time ago, when they did fix it, the first time we went to sea, there was a fire in the control room.
Oh, man.
And we was going down like that. Ooh. You getting this?
Yeah.
Ooh, there you
go. I am.
All right, we was going down like that, right? Mm-hmm. And unbeknownst to most people in the whole world, I was in the kitchen. You got that big roll of paper towels. You ever see it? Like that tall?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The coffee machine built over, and all the coffee was headed to the battery well.
Because it tilted so damn much.
And you know, if water gets in the battery well, the whole boat will explode.
Uh-huh. Yes. Salt water.
I picked up that thing. It was going to the hole. I picked up that thing and ran and did a full dive. Boom! Stopped it.
With a roll of paper towel.
Yes. It was only coffee.
But blow up.
You were a fucking hero.
I was.
And nobody.
Nobody knew.
Nobody knew. No medal honor, nothing.
What's that? Brand? You remember what brand paper towel that was?
Save your life.
That's where they got that commercial.
The Bounty put where they catch the spills with Bounty. Just give me a cigarette, man. Now you got me fucking laughing.
I don't think that was funny.
No, you never think life endangering shit is funny at the time. But
I can only imagine.
Here's the lighter. Here's the lighter. It's that fight or flight, you know what I mean?
But y'all didn't have showers, man.
No showers.
That's why it's so muggy under there.
And I had a top secret security clearance, so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you taping that too? I'm not supposed to say that. I was just getting ready to say how far the boat would go down and give you all some secrets. I get arrested for that kind of shit.
Oh, man.
So, we got
600 feet.
Are you kidding me?
600 feet.
Which one?
Some old diesels?
Diesels.
No, first of all, we had to come up all the time and snorkel a little while.
Yeah. You had to get fresh air coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, because y'all ain't had.
No, it wasn't a Trident.
Yeah.
You know, that shit is like four football fields.
Yeah, that's it.
That
was 600 feet.
Yeah,
I was
trying
not to hit this boat, but I was
hitting
this
boat. Well, I put it like this.
Ask Siri.
Yeah, I was.
Say, Siri, how far does it, look, this one came on right when I said ask Siri, and Siri came on. Unbelievable. Yeah, is this fucking phone listening to me?
Underwater for 6 months.
That's expensive. Underwater for 6 months?
It's like being in jail.
It's
kind of like being in jail.
It's not cut out for everybody.
No, actually, I was working in the bank of my phone.
There's some freaks that enlisted.
Yeah, it gotta be.
I was still like
Librarian. Because they had took on 18 new branches, and it was real hectic. You know what I mean?
I do.
You know
what I
mean?
Eight months on the cruise without hitting a fucking port.
You had those feces books, you know what I mean?
They kept extending us. It's supposed to be 6 months.
And so they would come in and say, hey, 22, 75.
Would y'all be like sitting in one spot?
And then I came there, right?
Everywhere.
We cruised around. It's fucked up because
I put cards on them with the dates. I had them all lined up and shit.
They'd be like,
and they would just come to the door and ask for it, and I give it to them real quick. They loved me.
Cancel.
You know what I mean?
We got to hit the port next week.
They loved me.
Cancel.
But it wasn't paying no money.
That's what I was on.
All I was doing was working there to pay off all my parking tickets. Not my parking tickets.
I was on the Nimitz, George Washington.
I had tickets in like 7 different states that I had to pay. You know what I mean?
All over the place.
And then I started paying them, and I'd be like,
did 20 years
is that one from Connecticut clear yet? What about that one from Philly?
So you actually started.
Your dad did 20?
Huh?
You actually paid them.
I had to pay them.
get my license back.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's true. From the different states.
Where is Keith at, bro? I'm about to chop him in the throat.
And it took a long time for each one to clear. I would go there every day, they knew me. Then finally they all cleared.
You had to get your license back.
Yeah, and then I said, I was begging for a quarter race. Yeah, I went back to driving the cab and everything was sweet after that.
And you know what? That's how I felt. Once I got the name, got a regular job, I'm like, wow, this is what it's like to live a regular fucking life. Yeah. This is what it's like to live a regular
life. You kept any of your clothes?
I think I did see
You kept any of your clothes?
Nah, hell no.
I regret giving up my peacoat.
You know what I did?
Peacoat, yeah.
I was so pissed off at the Navy.
You
when
threw
I got,
it all away.
I took my whole sea bag with uniforms on before I even left the pier. Walked off the ship, threw that shit in the dumpster and said goodbye.
Say
goodbye.
Your boots too?
Everything.
Every boots used to have to shine.
I had
boot camp.
Nah,
I used to make the spit shine in
boots.
Spit
shining boots.
Yeah, I had
fun. What the hell y'all doing, man?
I was like,
oh no, when you.
That was punishment type of thing?
When I was.
No, you had to make your bed up a certain kind of way, your clothes had to be folded. Everything was regimental. You didn't think for yourself.
I mean,
they say smoke break. Smoking lap is lit. You didn't even smoke, but you went and smoked.
Take a break. Now, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Damn. Program.
Yeah. It was all right. I mean,
but you don't have any stories like Mike has, man.
Like what?
Like going to a foreign port.
Glenn said that he's going to the store for the last time. Does anybody need anything?
You tell him he's going to go one more time after this.
He's not.
Tell him bring the Heineken.
No,
because Glenn's been going back and forth. You know he got one more trip in him after this. He's been going back. He ain't even been in his house for 5 minutes since we got back.
No, right?
He's that's host mode, man.
No, I mean, you know, any stories like
getting the girls when you get off a coop, where they gotta lock up the women and the kids
when we come
in the port.
Stuff that you might not want young people to know about.
Well, when you go,
well, I don't know about some.
Does anybody else want anything from the store while I'm gone right now? This is
what are you going to get?
I'm going to get some cornmeal for the fish.
I thought Keefe was bringing that.
Is he?
Yeah, Diane, talk to him. Call Keefe, find out how far he is.
What's his ETA?
Call Diane, call him right now, and go get the Heinekens.
We need some grease on this fire, man. You can fry some fish on this Heineken.
No, you can't, Glenn. We're not doing that.
Who's turning the chicken?
Whoever's the closest to
Pops
the
Pops has got it.
You got this?
We got this. What do you mean, Pops?
Ma's gonna need some more Coors Light, too.
Call Cookie. Yo,
Ma's gonna need Glenn, Heineken and Coors Light.
Which store are you going to, man?
What?
They're drinking Ma's beer. Bring her some more. Coors Light.
What?
And Heineken.
What's in there? How much is in there?
Nothing. That's kiddie stuff.
Oh, that's from your house.
That's water and stuff,
yeah.
Well,
all right, I got it. I'll be back in a minute.
Which store are you going to?
Right around the corner, probably.
The little
time. You ain't going all the way to town. You know what I mean?
All the way to town. I could not live here.
I
love the.
It's about a 25-minute ride.
Four beers crazy. In. I don't feel not one of them yet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see you. I'm about to get number four.
No.
So what?
You working? Or could you grab that bottle of tequila out of there? Paris.
Trying to
really cheers.
I got some stuff, man. I got my phone going.
I got it. Did he need some?
Big brother
every day of his life. You ever had to go through with the threat?
No. I never would anyway.
Big brother senior army.
He knows that shit.
Yeah.
That's number love.
Diane would kill him.
Oh, yeah, that too.
She killed both of them.
Yeah, she would.
I wouldn't even let... I was the one trying to stop mom from spanking at school when I was a kid.
How you do that, bro?
Crying and hollering.
Jumping
like he getting beat. Yeah. Like he getting beat.
Crying and carrying on.
That's my God.
I don't believe that shit.
What?
Because Diane is always throwing kicks at me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm
Yeah. I'm a grown ass man. She got them kickboxing skills.
She don't know it. She don't know it. Nah, she hurt her leg. Quickly. She hurt her leg, man. Yeah, ever since then,
okay.
She ain't been the same, man. Yeah.
Okay, so now I could. Okay, I'll kick her first. They say, come on back.
I think it was her right leg.
Your limp ass leg.
They called me and told me, mom's talking about shit so nonchalant. Like, yeah, you know, I was sitting on the couch and then the couch rolled back.
Oh, you mean when she broke her leg?
Yeah, real nonchalant.
She was drunk.
So that explains it.
I'm not saying it's not lying.
But I could imagine, you know what I mean?
That's, yeah, because she went to sleep.
That's when that, yeah, that's what she said.
She didn't go to the hospital right
She didn't
away.
Go to sleep, she cracked out.
Yeah. And then she seen her leg. I'm like, yeah, look at your jump. Like, oh, yeah, nah. She said
she
the way it was.
To throw a kick.
But,
I see her today still throwing kicks.
Yep.
Trying to.
Yep. Hello? She definitely did.
It's going to come through the Bluetooth.
Yeah, what's going on?
Maybe the ribs are on the warmer on the other side of the grill, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you got the ribs? Taking PM for the ribs? That.
How far
that.
Away are you?
Who that?
I'm going to have to get some of this on tape. You know what I mean?
What did you the way say?
What route he's on?
What are you going to do? Ask me what the way says.
Let's
clean this shit up.
You got
all these damn bottles. Some leaving.
We just brought this shit. We're breaking this shit in right.
Why you see what that means?
That's
why you bothering him?
That's a copy.
Oh, come on, I'm sorry. No, I can get a chair. I got it, Danny. I got it.